A letter from my grandfather's brother, Elmer Chatfield, to his aunt, Mary Molly Chatfield. November 22, 1898, Buffalo, Wyoming. Aunt Molly, you do not know how near I came to killing Dell and the babies day before yesterday while coming down that infernal hill to Buffalo. I had my sheep wagon, and Dell and the babies were back on the buckboard. In the first place, I rough-locked the wagon and then chained a big pine tree to the hind end and started. When about halfway down, my wagon started to push my horses, and I could see they couldn't hold it. So away we went. As I came to the turn, my wagon slewed off, and we run about 25 yards on the edge of the road, and then over we went down the mountain. When I came to, I was laying under the wagon box with the corner of the box resting on my head. I knew where I was in a minute, and the first thing I thought of was Dell and the babies. I hollered to Dell, but not a sound did I get except from Toady Bull, a little girl Dell had with her to help take care of the children, who said, "For God's sakes, Mr. Chatfield, get me out." Well, now mind you, I was pinned underneath the wagon box, but there was a little space in front by the dashboard, so I undertook to crawl out. But my overcoat and clothes was too bulky to let me out, so I had to work my coat off. And I can safely say for once I crawled through an auger hole. When I got out and took in the surroundings, my horses was about 30 feet away and entirely loose from the wagon, with the wagon bottom side up, the wheels and running gear on top of the box. I hollered to Dell again, but not a sound. If there was ever a man in the world suffered as I did that minute, God pity him. When I undertook to turn the wagon over, it was impossible. My only salvation was to cut them out, so at it I went. The first slash, I came very near cutting Toady's head. I got her out all okay, and then kept cutting and digging. At last I struck Dell all covered up with the bedding and hay. I asked her if she was hurt and where the children was. She says, "I'm not hurt, and Helen is right here by me, and the baby is under me." I got the baby out first and then Helen. Dell says, "My God, what will we do? I'm afraid poor little Marion is dead." When I pulled Dell out and started for Marion, I at last found her entirely wrapped up in one of the feather beds and not a scratch. I don't think I ever was quite as happy as when they were all loaded safe and sound. A Mr. Kinney happened along at the time and rendered me a great deal of assistance. And so ends the first chapter. All send love. Della's taking care of the baby and can't write. Your nephew, Elmer. P.S. Tell old Art to come up, and we will have a good hunt in the Badlands.